We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stern and Locke here, Sports Radio 610. Let's go out to spring training live, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. Sports Radio 610 reporter Adam Spillane is roaming the fields. Adam, Landry Locker, Clint Sterner, thank you very much for joining the show. The biggest takeaway from day two following, my goodness, the chaos of yesterday, the biggest takeaway today was fill in the blank.
They actually talked about baseball today. It was more focused on baseball. You had Lance McCullers throw a bullpen. Justin Verlander was supposed to throw a bullpen, but he did not throw a bullpen. And then there was kind of the story, non-story of Zach Greinke still not being in camp, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be here for more than a week. So you can do with that what you want. But today was more focused on baseball. There were some scandal questions asked at certain points in the clubhouse today, but it was mostly baseball, so it was kind of refreshing.
Do you think that the Greinke not being there has anything to do with the fact that obviously the anxiety issues with all the media, knowing that the national attention was going to be multiplied by 100, over the last couple of days? Do you think it has anything to do with that, or is it just as Dusty Baker said, it's because he's Zach Greinke?
I think it is 100%. He just doesn't like spring training. And there's a story from the Arizona Republic last year where he just showed up to spring training late last year as well. He has said in the past, spring training, it's not too long. It's just too boring. At this point in his career, I don't think he believes that he gains anything by it. And, with the media stuff, he's very good at avoiding all the media stuff. Just at the World Series, he did not talk. He did not talk if he did not want to talk. And I just remember media day at the World Series, they have all the tables set up in the club level where all the players have to talk. And he was right next to Alex Bregman. And you have this huge crowd around Alex Bregman's table. Zach Greinke is sitting there and there is nobody around him. So people just don't really bother Greinke. They understand how he is with the media. He talks when he wants to talk, and that isn't very often.
Hey, take us through that. You said a couple of guys threw a bullpen. Take us through that. Is that literally that's crazy how sports are so different, man. Football's, training camp versus spring training. But take us through that. These guys literally just show up, get loose, throw a bullpen, go in the weight room, lift a couple of weights, go back to the hotel. I mean, what exactly does throw a bullpen consist of?
Well, so I'll tell you kind of through the day. So they met in the clubhouse today around 10 o'clock, and then they go out and they stretch on the field. And then a lot of times they'll do a throwing program. And every team's throwing program can be a little bit different. A lot of times you'll start 30 feet, you'll go to 60 feet, 90 feet, you might go to 120. And then some players will go further than 120. And then you'll throw flat grounds. And this varies depending on teams. I don't know exactly how the Astros do it. So you do your throwing program, then you go to the bullpen, and then you're throwing. It depends on the player. Some players, they might throw a 15-pitch bullpen. Some players might throw a 60-pitch bullpen. It all kind of depends on who the player is, what the player is trying to do. And so with McCullers, he threw what turned out to be a 17-pitch bullpen. And he said he went 100%. He was able to use all of his pitches. Some guys, when they throw a bullpen, they might throw, like I said, they might throw 30, 35, but they might go 80%. Or they might have the catcher set up in front of home plate, and they call that a touch and feel, and that's just simply working on mechanics. But with McCullers, this was a full-thrown 17-pitch bullpen. He was able to accomplish everything that he wanted to accomplish today, and he's a guy who sounds like he's in a very good place as he continues to battle back from Tommy John surgery.
Talking to Adam Spillane out there at spring training, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union, Sports Radio 610 reporter Adam Spillane. I'm not asking you to base this on anything that you've seen because it's way too early to tell, but do you think that Forrest Whitley has a chance to be one of those guys on the roster when the season starts? Does he appear to be ready to take that next step that a lot of people were predicting he could potentially take last year?
I don't think so, because I don't know if they want to start the service time clock on him right at the start of the season. So that's the other thing that you have to remember. And that's one of the negative things about Major League Baseball at this point, is that you want to be able to have control over your players for as long as you possibly can. And I just don't think they know if he's ready at this point. Remember, he hasn't had really a full season at any point in the minor leagues. He was not good in AAA last year. He did bounce back, and he was better in the Arizona Fall League. But I would expect, you know, I've seen depth charts and, you know, projections with the starting rotation, and I haven't really even seen him mentioned. I've seen people talk for that fifth starter, three guys, Framber Valdez, Brad Peacock's been in there, and also Austin Pruitt, who was the last player Jeff Luhnow traded for. Those seem to be maybe the three guys that you look at for possibly taking over that fifth starter role. I think Whitley likely starts the season in AAA, and then hopefully you see better results out of him with Round Rock than you did last year, and then maybe he's able to challenge for a spot later on in the season.
Adam, I saw a video earlier of Dusty Baker, an interview earlier of Dusty Baker talking about kind of his habits at spring training, walking around and obviously managing the spring training. What does that look like from your perspective as far as visiting different pitchers, catchers, checking in on guys? Have you noticed anything over the last 24 hours?
You know, this is such a different situation from what he's used to because, you know, he's taken over new teams before, but normally when you take over a new team, you take over a new team in October or November. He took over this team essentially in February, so he's still trying to figure out who everybody is at this point. You see him talk with coaches more than anything else. He'll go up to pitchers, and I did see him. He was talking with Dean Dietz earlier in the day. He was talking with him. I think he's just observing at this point and just trying to take in as much as he can because he's essentially cramming. He's trying to figure out every single person on this roster. He doesn't have a lot of time to do it. And he even said, somebody asked him today about the fifth starter spot. And he said, ask me about that in a couple of weeks. Let me see these guys a little bit more. Let me see these guys get into games. And then we can really start getting into the number crunching of the roster. But this is a very different situation than he or really anyone has ever taken on before.
What about Verlander? Have you seen anything? Have you seen him throw a pen? Have you seen anything from him?
So Verlander was supposed to throw a pen today. And then the Astros said that he didn't. So the explanation that we were given was that Verlander threw a 60-pitch bullpen 2 days ago, and they wanted to wait for him to throw the next bullpen. Now, a 60-pitch bullpen and then coming back 2 days later seems a little bit odd. You don't normally see that. But I did talk with Dustin Gourneau, who caught the bullpen for Verlander, and he said that everything looked good. He said basically you just kind of set up and you're just along for the ride with him. So it doesn't seem like that there is any sort of an issue with Verlander, but he was supposed to throw a bullpen today, but he did not. They pushed that back. I don't know to when, but they have pushed it back.
Adam Spillane joining us live from spring training, courtesy of Texas Bay Credit Union. Give us someone to look out for, because we're trying to have this interview. And I'm not promising this all the time, Adam, during your time out there, but we're trying to stick a little bit to baseball here, give Astros fans a little bit of a breath of fresh air. Give us some guys to look out for, because Dusty Baker at his press conference said that he likes to look for surprise guys that can emerge and suddenly, you know, become key contributors right off the top. Give us a couple names to look out for that could be surprise guys for the Astros.
I think we brought it up earlier with Forrest Whitley. He's been given an opportunity. He basically has a clean slate, new front office, new manager to go out and prove something. And Whitley said today that he put on weight. He's up about 15 pounds from where he was last year. He said that he frankly wore down a little bit during spring training. He did not work out as much. He did not throw as much. And he thinks that's going to benefit him moving forward this season. Now, again, I would be very surprised if he were to actually make the team out of spring training, but it is something to look for. Dustin Gourneau, the catcher who they got from who was with the A's last year, and he's also with the Angels, been around a long time. I think he's going to be a really solid contributor to this team, just a really good veteran catcher, understands the game, understands pitchers, a mature guy. And then the other guy is Jose Urquidy. Remember, Urquidy had a really nice finish to the season. He kind of came out of nowhere during the summer last year to make a few starts. He was pitching out of the bullpen. Remember game six against the Yankees, he got a bunch of really key outs against the top of the Yankees order in that game, in that bullpen game. And then, like you said, he pitched really well in game four against the Nationals. So I think that's another guy that you could see take a step forward.
Well, what about some of the position players that are out there? I know they're out there early. I've seen some of them playing a little long toss, that kind of thing. Are those guys up to anything else? Are they milling around? Are you getting any time with them?
A little bit. Jose Altuve did talk to us today. Michael Brantley arrived in camp today, but we didn't talk to him. Mostly guys are just hitting in the cages, Nothing more than that. You'll see some guys in and out. Josh Reddick was there yesterday. He wasn't there today. So guys are just basically doing maintenance on their swings at this point in spring. There's not a whole lot else that they can do. I didn't see anyone taking ground balls or anything on any of the outside fields. This is just kind of a relaxing time for this group just because there's not a whole lot for them to do until position players are actually supposed to report next week.
Adam, we appreciate it. Yesterday you had pizza. What was for lunch today?
There were some leftover slices. I think I had one of those, and then I had a protein bar that I had in my bag.
There we go. Go get you some dinner, man. Adam Spillane, Sports Radio 610 reporter. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much, man.
Yep, sure thing. Y'all have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.